Old man.
他说我是好朋友，所以我就早晚的这样走出来了。
Okay, can you leave the
Good afternoon. It's always a blessing for me to be with you.
大家下午平安，很高兴今天又来到你们当中。
I try to tell this to Pastor David every time I see him, but truly, your church is a blessing to our church family. So.
每次我看到祝牧师，我就要提醒他说，其实你们教会对我们来讲才是一个祝福。
I think when you came two and a half years ago, something like that. God was really moving in our church family at that time, and still is. We have, our church is 30 years old, 32 years old, but we have a long history of teaching the Bible and studying God's Word.
对，我们教会大概30或32年，那我们的教会的那个，我们很注重的就是要读神的话语。
But we don't have a very strong history of reaching out here locally in the community. We're not known for that. And so I'm thankful God connected us through Pastor Lin and Dr. Lin, sorry, my old friend. Because I really do believe God used this partnership to help grow our church, to think outside the church and in our community and all over the world. I was telling Sophie, that I was signing my name here, and I remember the first 3 or 4 women I met were all named May.
跟那个贾姐妹在谈的时候，我就知道说很多这个中国人哈，那名字哈没什么没什么。
And I found out it means beautiful, so I know all Chinese women are beautiful.
美的意思就说是很美嘛，所以就说啊，很多中国都是美女。
So I gave myself a Chinese name today.
俊。
I don't know if it counts because I gave it to myself, so I don't know how that works. We recently had our annual missions conference at our church two weeks ago. And this was the theme for our conference, Go and Be a Blessing. It comes from Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3. And I was very challenged during that weekend by the speaker. He's the global director for the U.S. Center for World Missions in Pasadena, California. And his name is Greg Parsons. And he shared a statistic with us that I can't get out of my head. It's bouncing off the walls of my brain, and it's causing me not to be able to sleep even because I'm challenged by this number. And he shared with us 86% of all Muslims, Buddhists, and Hindus do not personally know a Christian.
你们看就是86%的回教徒、佛教徒或者印度教徒，他们没有特别的机会去接触到任何一个基督徒。
So everything they understand about Christianity comes from television or music or pop culture, things like that.
所以他们真正的知道基督教可能就是从电视啊，或者是一个媒体啊，是没有真正接触到基督徒。They've
never even had a conversation with a Christian who could explain the good news of Jesus Christ to them.
所以他们没有机会认识到一个基督徒可以跟他们传讲福音。
And so as a missions pastor, I'm challenged to think how we can allocate some of our resources, money to bring this number down.
所以我个人因为在宣教方面工作，所以我在想说，要怎么样才会有那么高的这个百分比吗？
And at the same time, this year our church is reading through the Bible together in 1 year. We have a Pastor Scott is challenging us to read through the Bible in 1 year. We have a Bible reading plan, and so I've been reading in Exodus recently.
所以我们教会最近也是跟教会一样，也是有这个读经计划，然后我们要一年把整个圣经念完。然后最近我们就是在看出埃及记。
And so those two thoughts, this number, this challenge from our missions weekend, and my reading in Exodus, have led me to this message we'll share this morning.
所以我今天要讲的主题，就是因为我们上礼拜宣教大会，还有我自己个人读经的这个结果，我就。
It's titled The Presence of God in World Missions. Because I know God knows this number as well. This isn't just something that we know. We have statistics and we're the only ones who know this. God knows that. He's aware of the situation in the world and He cares greatly.For all these people. So we'll look at some passages in Exodus that remind us of God's care and His action for people to know Him. The first passage is in Exodus 2, it says this, verses 23 to 25.During those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew.
出埃及记二章23到25节，过了多年，埃及王死了。以色列人因做苦工就哀息，叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、以撒、雅各所立的约。神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。
Exodus 1 and 2 introduce us to a very bad situation for God's people.
所以，出埃及记一章的二章哈，就跟我讲一些这个以色列人那时候在埃及很悲惨的一些情景。
They're in slavery and they're being oppressed and they need a rescuer. And we see three verbs in this passage that remind us of who our God is.
It
says God heard their cries. He saw the people of Israel.And God knew he knows. Some translations say he's very concerned. But God sees, he hears, and he knows. So when I was being challenged by this statistic of all these people who don't know Jesus, I was comforted by this passage to remember God sees, he hears, and he knows.
所以当我看到刚刚我们看到那个数字啊，我虽然是非常的惊吓，可是我就想到说，神在这里面告诉我说，神听见、看顾，而且知道。
Many of you know this story, it's very familiar, but let's look at how God acts on behalf of His people. Chapter 3, Exodus 3, verse 7 and 8.
我们再看出埃及记三章七到八节。
Says this, Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt.And have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey.
七到八节，耶和华说：“我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦。”我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出那里，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
We see the same three verbs in this next section. Again, God has seen, He has heard, and He knows their suffering.
所以我们这边跟刚刚那节看的就也是有类似的三个动词啊，就是他看见了，他也听见了，而且他知道他们的痛苦。
I'm a little bit slow. I graduated from Texas A&M University, so I'm a little bit slow, right? But I know when God says things over and over, He repeats them, He's trying to teach us something.
Mm-hmm.
Even Aggies can learn once in a while. So God is using the same word. I see, I hear. And we're gonna get to see this continuation as well in verses 9 and 10. Sorry, 10 through 12, verses 10 through 12.
等一下到十跟十二节，我们会再看到神，也是再用这三个动词，他看到了，他听到了，而且他知道。
Verse 10, come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, but I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve me on this mountain.
然后第三章十到十二节就说，故死，我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？神说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。
This is the one phrase that impacted me most when I was reading it in verse 12. God will be with his people. He's with us. He's with the children of Israel. And that's so different than any other God that has ever existed. And they're not really gods to begin with, but it's so different than any other God that is worshipped.
所以对我来讲最震撼的一句就是第十二节，就是说神说我必与你同在。这句话真的是真正的打动我的心，因为跟其他的宗教都不一样，因为
When I think about our church's mission program and the responsibility I have to lead our people and lead our missions, it can be very overwhelming. And I don't know what you're going through in your life. Maybe the circumstances in your life can feel overwhelming. You know, I'm married and have three kids, so I'm overwhelmed all the time. And maybe you feel the same way. So I hope you're encouraged to read Exodus 3, verse 12, and remember, God is with us. He's with you. He's not far and distant God who's just transcendent and not to be known. He's with us.
对，所以我就很希望大家真的能知道，借着刚出埃及记我刚刚讲的那些经节，知道说神真的是认识我们，他知道我们，而且他不是只是高高在上，他真的是很想与我们同在。He's
with Northeastern Chinese Church in your efforts to reach the Mandarin speakers from 1960 to Huntsville. I believe that. I know He is. He's with you in a very powerful way.
Amen.
所以我也知道说神真的就是在祝福这个美区修士顿教会哈，因为
And he will be with our church as we push to seek him and find out how we can get more involved in unreached people groups, reaching some unreached people groups. And so now we're going to look at one of my favorite passages in the book of Exodus, Exodus 14.
然后我现在再跟大家讲一个我最喜欢的这个圣经的经节，就是出埃及记14章。
How am I doing, Nancy? I'm okay.
Really good.
Okay. I'm going off the topic. So Nancy is so awesome. She is a very great attention to detail interpreter. But I have a professor, one of my professors at DTSC, travels a lot and speaks, and he calls interpreters interrupters.
有些时候翻译的人好像就是只是去打扰，就是没讲完就把人家的话切断了。
So I'm being bad. I'm just preaching now. I'm not staying to the script. So you're doing awesome, Nancy. Thank you. Exodus 14. Here's how God showed Himself powerfully to the nation of Israel.
所以我们在出埃及记可以看到神大能大力的作为，是怎么样向以色列人实行这个大作为。
Verse 13 and 14. And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent.
我们看这个出埃及记十四章十三到十四节啊，他说摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了，耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
Remember the verb that we saw in Exodus 2 and 3, see, gather, see. We have that verb again in this passage.
记得我们刚才在那个前面两三章的时候，我们看到说神看见了，这边又提到神看见了。
God tells the Israelites they will see His salvation, and they shall never see their enemies again. Two beautiful uses of this same verb. God sees, He hears, He knows.Well, you're going to see my salvation, and you'll never see your enemies again.
所以这里讲得非常好哈，他说你看耶和华现在要给你们施行救恩了，你要看到这个救恩。那对比呢，就是说你再也不要看到你的敌人了。所以这个救恩跟敌人这两个这么好的对比哈，神就让我们在这里看到了。
Again, even an Aggie can get a hint.
所以我就说啊，我们虽然是那个农牧大学毕业的，我还是了解神在说什么。
And here comes the final section in chapter 14, verses 29 to 31. It says this. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore.Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in His servant.
好，我们再看一下哈，这个出埃及记十四章二十九到三十一节，以色列人却在海中走干地，水在他们的左右做了长横。当日耶和华这样拯救以色列人脱离埃及人的手，以色列人看见埃及人的死尸都在海边了。以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
It seems impossible, and it is.
听起来真的很不可能哈，可是确实这样子发生了。
Except for God.
只有神可以使这样子的事情发生。
This story could never have happened apart from God's intercession in the people of Israel's.
所以这种事情绝对不可能发生的哈，除非是神他亲自介入干涉。
When I think about the challenge the church has to reach 86% of all these Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus who've never met a Christian, it's impossible.
对啊，所以对我个人来讲，刚刚讲到那个86%的那些人从来没有看过一个基督徒，对我个人来讲简直是不可能的事情。
Except for God.
可是神可以使这件事情可能。
God has always been the one in the history of the church proclaiming His name and furthering the kingdom of God. He's always been the one who's fighting for His people. He's always been the one who has seen and heard and knows. And He's been the one who's grown the churchfrom those 12 fishermen to over 2 billion people today in the church.
所以就是他就是那位把我们这个从教会把这个教会从一群大概年经传的十二个门徒一直开始发展到现在我们大概有二十亿的基督徒。
So how do we apply Exodus 3 and 14 to our churches today?
那我们要怎么样把这个出埃及记刚刚我们念的那些经节来应用到我们现在的教会生活？
We need to remember God is the one saving and fighting and working in world missions. And not just world missions, but right here in North Houston as well. Let me share some exciting statistics with you about what God is doing around the world today. Christianity is growingAt about the same rate as the birth rate around the world. But when you focus on evangelical Christians, it's amazing what God is doing.
可是我们再看看在福音派方面的这个基督徒的话语，再看这个数字非常惊人。
In 1960, there were an estimated 91 million evangelical Christians.
所以在1960年，大概只有9100万。
And in 2010, 50 years later, 545 million evangelical Christians.
然后在2010年，就是5.4亿。
God is moving and growing His church in amazing ways.
所以神真的是很用这种很不可思议的方法在使我们成长。
And it's exciting to think where He is growing the church. This next slide shows which parts of the world are really growing.
所以我看了这个图表，我就可以看看是哪些国家的基督徒的成长率比较高。
This black line represents the growth of the church in Europe, North America, and some Pacific.
你看那个黑色的那个图表哈，就是叫欧洲啊，哈，或是我们北美啊，或是这个太平洋的一些海岸报道。
But this blue line shows where God is growing His church very rapidly, in Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
然后再看那个蓝色的线，就是在非洲，还有我们亚洲，还有这个拉丁美洲。
It's incredible what God is doing in China, in Brazil, in.Sub-Saharan African countries, many, many, thousands and thousands coming to faith in Jesus. God knows, He sees, and He hears. These next numbers to me are the most encouraging ones I saw because it shows these are top 10 countries.Where God is growing evangelicals the most.
所以在下面这个图表啊，也是非常的激励我，可以说是十个就是福音人口成长最快的国家。
What is happening in Iran, Persia is unbelievable today.
你们想说在这个伊朗，在这个波斯那些欲望国家，真的是很不可思议。
And all of these countries, as an American at least, I don't know, maybe it's just my perspective. I see these places as closed countries and very dark.But it's amazing to know the reality that God is really growing His church in those places.
所以对我们北美人来讲，这些国家好像他们都是很黑暗，而且很封闭哈。可是想不到神就在那些国家成就大事。
Places like Afghanistan and Somalia, Mongolia, places that are seem very dark on the outside, but to know God is doing amazing work in those countries and leading men and women to faith in Jesus.
所以你们看看，比如说像阿富汗啊，或是索马利亚，或是蒙古啊，你们觉得好像蛮黑暗的，而且就是非常的封闭。可是神就是在那里，他就行了大事，使许多男人也都能够信主。
And this last slide just shows a map of where the growth has been coming. You can see the countries with the purple colors and the darker colors are where God is growing in rapid ways.
所以你们看看这个地图啊，就是比较深的颜色，或者是深紫色，那些就是。现在神在那边做工，使更多人能够被拯救的那些国家。
Can see the church in North America and Europe and in Sweden up there. It's actually not growing. It's staying flat. But in the global South is what lots of missions thinkers consider Latin America, Africa, Asia. God is growing the church in rapid ways.
所以你可以看好上面颜色比较浅的哈，有没有？就是什么北美啊，然后那些欧洲那些国家，好像都没有什么成长。然后可是你们看下面南半球就成长的这个成长率非常非常的快。
So I want us to be encouraged together as we serve together. And I have a dream.
我也有一个梦想啊，当我们在一起服侍，我们在神国一起服侍的时候。
And I'm an old man, but I'm very beautiful. I'm handsome, right?
我都是很高啊，我说我很美，很英俊。
I have a dream. I think it comes from God that our two churches will work together and have opportunities to serve together to tell people about Jesus.
所以我有个印象，我觉得神告诉我说，真的是你们的教会跟我们的教会，我们可以和我们手心手的来一起来为神国来宣教。
It may be at some apartment complexes right across the street.
也许有可能只是说我们对面的公寓啊，就是这附近的一些地方。
Or it may be taking a trip to China together, combining a trip.
也许我们一起到中国去宣教。
Or it may be something crazy like going to an unreached people group that has never heard about Jesus.
也许我们去那些真的是未得之女哈，连听都没听过的那些地方，我们一起去。
But I'm trusting God that He will make that happen in we can serve together in mission.
可是我相信神，他是他能够做大事的神，所以他可以让我们一起在宣教上面一起共手，携手同进。
I know your church is growing, very fast.
我知道你们教会这个成长非常快。
And I know you won't be able to stay here forever, because you'll be too big. We can't hold you.
我想你们没有办法就在这个小地方哈，一直敬拜下去，你们可能不够地方了。
But I hope and pray we continue to be a blessing to you as you have been a blessing to us. And I want to pray for your church, but I also want to ask you to pray for our church, because we're in a really sort of stressful place right now.
So, 我也相信说我们的教会会成为你们教会的祝福，可是你们教会也能成为我们的祝福。那我想为你们教会祷告，我也希望你们教会为我们教会祷告，因为我们教会现在也是在面临一些蛮大的挑战。
We need your prayers. We're losing our worship pastor. He's been there for 22 years. He's moving to start a church in the Dallas area.
我们这个敬拜团队那个牧师他也要离开我们，他要去达拉斯去重组另一个教会。
And our executive pastor is retiring to move to be with his grandkids who live in Arizona in August.
我们的主任牧师也要离开我们啊，因为他要到亚利桑那州，他要跟他的这个家庭在一起。
So we know how our enemy works. Anytime he gets a crack, he tries to sneak in. So pray for us. We need God's protection to find the right people to replace these men and to move forward so we can continue to bring this 86% number down.
最后，我们知道这敌人就是这样子嘛，敌人无孔不入，对不对？我们有一点点破口，他就要再继续的攻击我们，所以我们非常需要你们的带到。可是我相信神一定会在这个我们宣教数目上面，我们一起来把这个86%的那个数目把它弄低一点。
I think together with our churches, we can bring it to 85%.
好吧，我们一起，85%吧。
Amen. Let me pray for you. Thank you so much.
我们来一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you for the reminder that you see, you hear, and you know.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你，谢谢你，你今天给我们的话语，我们知道你听见了，你看见了，而且你也知道。
Thank you also that you are the one fighting for us.
也谢谢你，你就是那位为我们而征战的。
Please help us to rest in that fact.
请你帮助我们能够在你的这个真理当中安息。
Protect us from ourselves. We think we have to do everything.
主啊，现在求你保守我们的心，不要让我们以为我们什么事情都可以靠着自己。
And come up with strategies to make a difference and reach people.
好像我们可以自己策划一些事情，而且去得这些未得之名。
And we know, God, you are the one who will reach them.
可是我们知道你就是那一位行大事的神，唯有你可以做那些大事。
Please move and reach them, God. Please.
主啊，真是求你感动我们的心。
Thank you for North Houston Chinese Church. This church is such a blessing to us. I pray your blessings on them. I pray you would grow them. I pray, God, many, many Mandarin-speaking families from 1960 to Huntsville would come to know Jesus because of this church.
主啊，真的，我要为这个北区华人教会来向你献上感谢，献上祷告。真的非常非常希望从这个1960那边的人到 Huntsville， 所有这边的华人都能够来到这个教会，真的能够亲自来接受你的福音。
And that they would grow in their relationship with Jesus.
而且他们能够真的因为这样子跟主耶稣基督建立亲密关系。
And I pray God for this dream to serve together with North Houston Chinese Church and Faith Bible Church.
主啊，我们也把我们的意向放在你的手里，希望我们这两个教会能够这个并起同间来做这个宣教的工作。
I pray your Holy Spirit would lead us together to know how to serve together.
愿你的圣灵能够帮助我们，教导我们能够怎么样来一起走你这个宣教的道路。
We love you and thank you so much in Jesus' name.
我们爱你，我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Bless you.
神祝福你。